Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting the morning stream. With Trade Coffee, you get fresh, roasted, and ethically sourced beans from America's best independent roasters. And Trade Coffee ships free to you as often as you like, whole or ground. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, Hakuna Your Tatas.
Pilf, podcaster I'd like to friend.
Brian was the crazy neighbor the entire time.
The roof is on fire.
The mayor is an ass.
50 ways to describe your boobs.
Elmo's glue.
Don't talk about Fight Club soap.
Large, fluffy black man.
Indian penile court.
The eyes have it.
You're somebody's ASMR.
I could do something cool, or I could just eat a bag of chips.
Someone does have a dog in this race.
Meatloaf support group.
Hanky Panky reading with Amy and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Can we all just get along and forgive one another, please? Whoever's out here, who's ever out there, if y'all hear this, please forgive me and forget, please.
Holy shit, look at them donuts!
About a booby. You know the guy's got talent. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is Thursday, April 21st, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi.
Hi.
How was your 420? How did it end for you?
Oh, it was great. Close the windows, keep the smoke, the green cloud, as they call it in Denver. Mm-hmm. Kept it out of the house. Yeah, no, you know what? I didn't even hear anything about the event downtown. It's almost like it was a non deal, right? Like, I know what happened. I know that they had their big 420 event, but yeah, to my knowledge, it was like, yeah, all right, we had it.
It's normalized now. It's just normal.
It's normalized, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's as it should be. They should vacate all, anybody who's ever been in jail or is currently in jail for consuming marijuana, they should all be let out.
Possession and stuff, yeah.
Let them out. It's dumb. It's dumb. You may as well put them in jail for having a beer. That's stupid. So, hey, we're all here. This is the show. We're doing it. And as you know, today's the last day of the proper show week, although we do have a PM tomorrow. Film sack this weekend. All sorts of, stuff before we leave.
So much fun.
Yeah, but Vegas is next week, man. This is happening.
God, it is.
So here's what you can expect.
The sad thing. Yeah. Don't think about this part. A week from now, it'll be all over. Like, there will be some last kind of fun things that people are doing there in Vegas on the Thursday. I'm going to be probably sleeping in after staying up watching same-sex Mary play and the mm-hmm. Acid Sisters and all that. But
sure.
Yeah. So don't think about that.
Yeah, don't think about that. But here's what I was going to say. For those at home who can't come or whatever, this obviously looks like a dismal TMS content week for you because you're not going to get new shows every day. Mm-hmm. But rest assured, we'll be capturing audio. We'll be doing, some stuff. Possibly that live show gets recorded. I don't know how yet, but maybe. Mm-hmm. And if it does, then that'll go up on the feed. Like, we haven't forgotten about you. Okay?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to put on as much stuff. Scott and I'll probably just, we'll grab a corner at some place and say, hey, let's record 5 minutes of stuff for the feed or something.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that.
We'll even do one, like a little chunk of something every day,
Yeah, let's a little plan like you a and little, I will plan. We'll make time, Scott.
We'll make time. Yeah,
we'll there, make time. We'll if, do something at the
if there's not
pool.
Time, we'll manufacture the time and make it happen. Yeah, pool time. There's going to be pool time.
Pool time. Well, yeah. No, I mean, I'm saying like at the pool reception thing on Monday, we'll have some time to just say, hey, everybody, we're here for TMS. Blah.
That's right.
We got something to put up for. Then we got something to put up for Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice warm day that day. Oh, the weather's going to be good.
I've not even looked at the weather. So what do we got?
We got 65 low, high of 90 something.
Oh,
nice and dry, dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah,
it is a dry heat.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so anyway, lots of cool stuff coming our way next week. And we'll keep you folks at home informed. Okay? All right.
And we'll be in Pacific time. Pacific Daylight Time.
Oh, that's right. I always forget Vegas is back to another zone.
They is, yeah, or they is.
It always, it always has been, right? That's never not been.
Yeah, they've always been that. Yeah.
For whatever reason, I never think of it until I'm there, and I'm like, oh yeah, right, we're an hour back. But it never occurs to me that they're not in the Mountain Time Zone.
Right. Speaking of which,
yeah,
Utah, yeah, and Colorado, Arizona, all agreeing right now, saying, hey, let's push this permanent daylight saving time bill through. We're only waiting on New Mexico and Idaho. We can't all do it. No, we can't do it until we are all agreeing to do it.
How come? What's the holdup for New Mexico, for example? What's their deal?
I don't know. New Mexico tried to push this through 4 years ago and it died in the House or something. Okay. If I remember correctly, but I'm hoping that, well, I think everybody's hoping that, you know, if we've got all of these other states kind of saying, hey,
yeah.
There we go. The New Mexico Senate approved a daylight saving bill earlier this year, not 4 years ago, earlier this year, but the measure died in House committee.
Oh, so does that mean we're screwed with them? That ain't happening?
No, no.
Okay.
That was earlier. We're going to really, you know, we're going to push. We're going to do
okay, let's make this happen.
Yeah. The full court press, yep, on New Mexico. Hey, New Mexico.
We're going to canvas homes. We're going to knock on your doors, give you flyers.
Don't make us come down there and throw pizzas on your roofs.
Yeah. You don't want any more of that. You've had plenty of that in the past. You don't want more of that. So let me ask you this about Dave real quick, back on 420. Did Dave partake in 420 at all?
Not to my knowledge, but we didn't see them at all yesterday. I've been so busy getting stuff prepped for Vegas that I don't think I've even left the house other than to bike ride every day this week.
Oh, well, that's you know, here's the thing. Like Dave, you told me Dave had kind of chilled out some, right?
He has considerably, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe
he's less crazy neighbor right now.
Yeah, he's more sane, grounded neighbor.
It's kind of sad because I modeled my level of crazy on, well, at least I'm not crazier than Crazy Dave, and now. Yeah. I'm starting to catch up.
Yeah. What do you have now? Now you're going to be what if you're the crazy neighbor now?
I might become the crazy neighbor, Scott.
Oh,
it might be
shit.
Happening. Yeah. It might actually, come to pass.
Brian was the crazy neighbor the whole time.
I know. I was Tyler Durden the whole time.
Yep. That was you. You were never Brad Pitt. You were always the other guy.
Right.
Or no, it's the other way around. You were never the other guy. You were always Brad Pitt. This is what I meant to say.
That's right. Sort of. Yeah. I think it was always Edward Norton, isn't it?
Edward Norton's a normal form.
Is always Edward Norton.
Right. Isn't that the deal? Is it Edward Norton is normal
Brad Pitt
form?
Was always imaginary.
Yes, I think.
Yes.
But if you were in the room with quote unquote Brad Pitt, you were really in the room with him or with the other guy.
With Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
The narrator.
Yeah. I think that's the deal. And then there's that time you walked into a room and bumped a table and it had a wiener on it and it shook. Do you remember that?
I think it was on top of a dresser.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a scene I could not get out of my head.
It's just crazy. Like, I could ask you to name five other scenes from that movie. And
okay. Let's do it. All right.
All right. Five other scenes from Fight Club. Here we go.
Okay. That are not him banging on a thing and watching the wiener wiggle.
With the wiener wobble back and forth.
So let's say it's not that. Next
scene. This is a 23-year-old movie, Claire. I think we're okay to spoil it.
Oh yeah, we can spoil it. It's a long time ago. So here's the scene. They're all in some sort of basement place fighting. Okay, I remember that. Okay,
all right, sure.
I remember there was a scene toward the end with a big window at the top of some building somewhere. Maybe somebody got pushed out or blown out of the window. I don't remember. There was a big window scene thing toward the end. Do I have that right?
You were right until you said somebody went out.
Nobody went out of it.
They're basically standing in front of a picture window watching the bombs go off on all the other buildings, the financial system getting destroyed.
Okay, and then I got nothing else. That's really all I got. I can't remember anything else.
But that wiener rocking on top of the dresser is forever in your...
Yeah, and I couldn't get out of my head. And now anytime I see what's-her-beak...
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonghole Carter. Whenever she's in any other thing, I go, oh yeah, that movie with the wiener on the thing. I can't think of anything else. I know.
What about the support group with Meatloaf and pulling Edward Norton's head in between his prosthetic boobs?
I forgot all about Meatloaf being even in that movie.
Or Edward Norton beating the crap out of himself in his boss's office so that he can pin it on his boss.
Oh,
or,
I remember that. That is a scene I remember. Okay.
Making lye soap and burning themselves with the lye. And
I almost said soap, but I was afraid it would just be the poster of the hand.
Yes. Oh yeah. What about the scene where Brad Pitt holds up the bar of soap and it says Fight Club on it?
I do that all the time with movies. I try to
scene in Star Wars where Luke Skywalker is holding a lightsaber straight up and Princess Leia is laying down next to him holding his leg.
Yeah, like some kind of freaking, what does that remind me of? Like a Boris Vallejo painting, you know?
Right, yes, exactly.
Well, that's all I remember. Wiener on the desk.
Okay,
that's
all right, fair enough.
Dresser.
I love that movie. That's probably one of my, easily in my top 10, might even be in my top 5.
I think
movies of all time.
I feel like it was the movie that everybody went, was that pre or post 7? I don't remember. 7 first.
Oh, it was post 7.
If that was
that's
after,
a really good question. Because yeah.
One of those two movies, I think, are responsible for his big blow up.
Yeah, 1995 was 7. Fight Club was 1999, I think.
7. Wasn't it 97? 97. 98? 99.
99, yes. 99 was Fight Club, 95 was 7.
Saw it with my buddy Andrew. He also only remembers the penis on the thing. Apparently.
As long as that's the case.
Yeah.
Then.
I surround myself with like-minded individuals, I suppose. I suppose that's what I've done.
Right.
Anyway, so there's that. Hey, quick email from Canada. We gotta check in with our Canadians and play this.
Canada!
We got an email here from Amy. Up in Canada.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is it Amy, ANTP Amy? Those were the days, Amy Frost?
Possibly. They only signed it as Amy.
Aquilo Amy?
Yeah. It only says Amy, so who knows?
Okay. All right.
Says, hi, Scoot and Boot. I feel compelled to defend Scott and Brian's pronunciation of things. If you are local to the area, I understand you pronounce names in a certain way. However, don't go getting all offended when someone pronounces things not how you like them to. It's not their fault.
Gotcha.
Look at this defense. I like this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
They don't live there. So Hakuna, your Tatas, people, she says. She says also with the how to pronounce Craig debate. I just say Craig. It's just how I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Do you have different geographical regions pronounce people's names differently? So quit getting offended. It's all about, or should I say, all a boot since I'm Canadian. How a region's language and accent develop over time. As a Canadian and pronounce roof differently, I think it means and I pronounce roof differently, than Brian does. What do you say? Say that word.
I say roof.
Roof?
Yeah, it's up on the roof. Yeah, there's a hole in the roof.
I say roof. Do I say roof? Yeah. Hold on.
You say roof.
We have to get up on top of the roof? Yeah, I say roof.
I think I said roof earlier when I was talking about throwing pizzas on your roof. Like, for whatever reason, maybe it's a the and the kind of thing for me, even though it shouldn't be. Like how you say the end because end begins with a vowel, but the beginning.
Oh, I see. What you mean.
The, and I don't know what would make me say roof versus roof.
Roof.
Like, if I just say, oh yeah, I'm going to go put that up on the roof. But yeah. I say, I'm going to throw a pizza on your roof. Maybe it's because it's like, I'm making a joke. I say roof because it's funnier.
Because it's funnier. Yeah, I don't know. Or just it's context. Like, you'll always say roof for the pizza reference. And that's just how it is. It's just in you. That's right. I don't know. I don't know. My dad said roof as well. I don't know why I started saying, or why I say roof and not roof. Because my dad always said roof. Roof.
Yeah, if I'm singing the song, I say, the roof is on fire. I'll say, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the ever burn.
That's awesome. It says here, or she goes on to say, Canadians tend to pronounce roof with a oof, as in oof my toe. I stubbed it. Where Brian pronounces it rough. She says rough, but I think it's more like roof. It's different. I don't get my panties in a twist about different things. It's regional. Thanks. Amy from Canada. So thanks, Amy. Yeah. We appreciate it. That's the most angry Canada thing.
Amy Frost, by the way, I discovered, thank you, Tally, is not from Canada. She's from Boston. But because of Aquilo, I associate her with Canada because that her that show is about someone who lives on the border between the U.S. and Canada, I believe.
Tally says, rest your chest, calm your... Hold on, I'm going to read this. Calm, rest your chest, calm your tits. Hakuna your tatas. Chillo your pillows. Soothe your boobs. De-stress your breasts. Slack your rack.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Look, that comes with time. That rack slacking.
Those were all the original lyrics of 50 Ways to Describe Your Boobs by Paul Simon.
They had to change it. It was a different time, you know.
Just ask your best, Jess. Stack your rack, Jack.
I like
just listen to me.
I think slack your rack is funny.
I think really it is good. Too. Yeah, slack your rack. That sounds made up, Tally. I don't know about that one.
I agree. Yeah. We also got an email from Nikki, who is going to see us in Vegas, and said, "Dear Scott and Brian, I have a way to elevate your shakshuka." That will blow your mind. This is the stuff Kim made the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice fluffy pita and put the shakshuka in egg in there and make it a sandwich. Top it with tahini, mm-hmm. which is sesame paste. Bam. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Credit to the place around the block who makes this for $14, but it's still worth it. Enjoy and see you in Vegas, Nikki.
Oh.
Yeah, man. That sounds good. I mean, we had, it was naan, but it's kind of like pita naan, like small little naans.
Uh-huh,
and I did do kind of a taco-based sort of deal. So I think I think I got close, but I didn't have the sesame paste.
I know, the tahini.
Yeah. Sesame paste was my favorite kid show growing up. I really liked sesame paste.
Can you tell me how to make some sesame paste?
Do-do-do-do-do-do. 10.
Take some seeds, mash them up in a mortar pestle.
Yeah, that last part. The last part needs work, but we're almost there. We almost
yeah.
Got
we're
it.
Work. I'll work it out. I've got a piece of paper. I may be working on the lyrics all show. So yeah.
You know, and if we'll present what Brian finally came up with at our
perfect
at our Vegas event. Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
All right.
If you're listening to this, I hope you are wearing. You're going to bring those glasses. That we have the photo of you wearing.
Oh yeah. Though. I've seen that somewhere. Where have I seen that? I saw some picture of that and thought,
it was it was her ANTP photo.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, please wear those. And we won't give away why. Just wear them. Okay? Okay.
Oh, is there a reason?
No, just because, you know, I don't want to cast any aspersions toward why or what glasses they are or if they look good or if they don't. You know, I just want people to judge on their own. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Hey, look who it is joining us. Wait a minute. What's this? Oh, that music must mean that Amy Robinson's joining us. That's right. Red Fraggle and our segment called Read This. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you, guys.
How are you?
What are we wearing? I missed that particular part.
Nothing. You don't have to wear anything. There's nothing special to wear. both hands, you should have those puppet eye things on for both hands. And that's it. That's all you have to do. You got one for each hand. You're going to walk in there and go, hey, then there's your two friends for the whole week. I would love that. That'd be amazing.
Oh, I have so many Peepers puppets. Like my entire house is taken over with Peepers puppets.
Peepers as far as the Peepers can see. Fantastic. It's good to have you here. We talk about books with Amy. We do this every Thursday, and today's no different. In fact, I have a clip today. Do you want me to play this? How do you want to handle this here?
Yeah, well, let me a quick story real quick talking about Fight Club and the soap. fun fact, I have a cake of Fight Club soap.
Oh, whoa, do you really? Was it like a promotional thing from the premiere or something?
No, I have a friend who lives down near Fayetteville, Georgia, and she has a farm. And she was making goat's milk soap, and she scoured the internet looking for a mold for a Fight Club soap mold. Couldn't find one, so I made one for her.
Oh, no way!
That's cool. You 3D print it or model it, or what did you?
I sculpted it out of. You know, I got one of those the things you can get like at Michael's or whatever. Mm-hmm. Little bar soap mold things. So I got one of those, cut it out, and then glued on top of it, like the Fight Club logo.
Nicely done. That's cool.
Carved out of paper clay.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so she just used that as a mold or whatever, and I don't know how that works with soap. How do you
Yeah,
use
well, I had to make it into like I used that as the positive and then poured like that rubber mold stuff. You know, it's that pink ironically the mold itself is pink. Mm. But yeah, like that pink stuff that you know, turns into rubber. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Bill would know exactly.
Bill
what
totally
it is,
knows the stuff. Yeah. I know. It's like it's what they use for tooth molds and stuff too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I forgot the name. I know the name of that, and I can't remember it. It's some kind of material, obviously.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was really cool, and so she sent me a bar of the Fight Club. So it was sitting in my front bathroom.
Do you ever use it? Yeah, does anyone like soap it up and use it, or is it just there for decoration?
Yeah, it's funny because you know now some of my kids' friends and stuff, they haven't seen the movie or anything, so they don't know. So they're just like using the soap. So it's gotten a little schmirt over, but a lot of people come in and they're like, oh, Fight Club soap. Nice.
It's so
cool. You
know? It's so iconic.
Really easy.
Right?
Like, I could 3D print a mold, but I don't know what I would do as far as like, I know we have people in the listening audience who do soap making. So it would be, do you just pour, is there a liquid soap that hardens into regular bar soap? So I could just.
It's got to be something like that, right?
There's all kind of stuff on the internet that shows you how to make soap and whatnot.
Oh, it's true. I could look at a YouTube instructional video.
That's true. Exist in spades. So does what does it smell like? Does it smell like a man? Like, what do we got here? What's the smell of the soap?
The goat's milk soap. So it's actually fairly fragrance free. She doesn't put a lot of extra flowery stuff in it or anything, so it just gets you clean.
Because I think that was a Brad Pitt era where he didn't shower as often. You know, I always got the impression that Brad Pitt
he could have used that soap.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe not so much now. Now he looks like he's a fine, you know, whatever. But back in the day, I feel like Brad Pitt maybe skipped a few days, sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess when you're Brad Pitt, you can do what you want.
Yeah, you're Brad Pitt. Truthfully, mm-hmm. You know, if you're Brad Pitt, what do you get to do? You get to not wear a shirt a lot. You get to flip off Bruce Willis behind his back in 12 Monkeys. You get to do all sorts of things back then.
Yeah.
And that's just what you get.
Cheat on Jennifer Aniston, all kinds of stuff.
Know your doses. Know your doses.
Yeah, know your doses. Exactly. Well, all right. Well, very nice. May your soap ever be never talked about, because that's the first rule of Fight Club soap. Then never talk about it. Oh, wait. We've broken the first rule today. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, what have we done? Yeah. All right.
I think it's the Vince Gilligan rules on that one. Two weeks after.
All, right. All you guys need to do is talk about Bruno, and then you're just like breaking
the
rules.
Oh, geez. What if Bruno was in Fight Club? would anyone know? Would anyone be able to relay that information?
Oh, man, that Bruno reference. Did they know they were going to be so meany when they did the Bruno thing? I don't think they knew. Well, all right. Let's get to this book. Do you want any setup, or should I play it first and then we figure out what's going on?
Yeah, just go ahead and play it first and then I'll talk about it after.
All right, here we go.
Look, I am aware that you're here for an epic tale of intrigue and mystery and adventure and near death and actual death. But in order to get to that, unless you want to skip to chapter 13, I'm not your boss, you're going to have to deal with the fact that I, April May, in addition to being one of the most important things that has ever happened to the human race, I'm also a woman in her 20s who has made some mistakes. I am in the wonderful position of having you by the short hairs. I have the story, and so I get to tell it to you the way I want. That means you get to understand me, not just my story. So don't be surprised if there's some drama. I'm going to attempt to come at this account honestly, but I'll also admit to a significant pro-me bias. If you get anything out of this, ideally it won't be you being more or less on one side or the other, but simply understanding that I am, or at least was, human. And I was very much feeling only human as I dragged my tired ass down 23rd Street at 2:45 a.m. after working a 16-hour day at a startup that, thanks to an aggressively shitty contract I signed, will remain nameless.
Oh, interesting. She say her name was April May?
Yes, her name is April May.
That's a character.
Trying to recognize her voice to see if I could pull it out, but. Yeah,
it's a character in there's a character in Ace Attorney games called April May, which is
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So I thought, well, that's weird. I don't know if she's named after that or not, but maybe. Who knows? Huh. She's in her 20s, could be. Who is this? What is this?
This is the first of a series of books by Hank Green. I already did a John Green book back in January, so I figured, all right, time to do Hank.
Very monochromatic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know. John and Hank Green, they get a lot of the green stuff. So the series is called The Carls.
Okay.
And the name of this particular book is An Absolutely Remarkable Thing. And it's really fun. It's so here's my sort of secret obsession. I love young adult books. Like I love reading John Green and Hank Green, like all their stuff. I love it because I think for a similar reason that Scott, you like, you know, little kids. I find kids' minds to be, I don't know, a lot of times more fun.
They are more fun. Adults are boring, man. We're lame.
They've been destroyed.
Yeah. Bunch of lame-os.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so this is like, it's a coming of age story, but it's also very science fiction-y. There's giant robots and, you know, weird science fiction-y stuff happening and puzzles and just all kinds of cool stuff. And it does a lot of the wonderful things that science fiction, good science fiction does, which is like make us question the nature of what it is to be human. And also like, you know, if you get super, at one point she really, really focuses in on like, if you get super hyper focused on, you know, being efficient or being productive, you can often miss like the joyful stuff that's right there in front of you that was often like put there just for you. So yeah, it's great. It's a really good book. It also addresses a lot of the weird parasocial relationships that come with being internet famous.
Oh yeah. There's a great quote on here. Actually, it says, it's a quote from the book. Being annoyed by carefully crafted internet personas was part of my carefully crafted internet persona. That's pretty deep, man.
Mm-hmm.
Deep.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because like I keep saying she, because the protagonist is a girl and, you know, it's told in the first person. But you know, she talks about how she makes herself a brand, you know, at one point. And it's she's grossed out even telling you about it. But she's like, yep, this is what I had to do. And and she started talking about herself in the third person, like, oh, that's something April May would do. Or, you know, like because they just started thinking of her as this persona that they crafted. And so it's really, really interesting, and it's a really quick read. Now, I say it's a young adult novel, and it is, but there's lots of language and sex and stuff in it. So, like, it's not for younger kids. It's, you know, this is for your more mature teenager and on up. There's plenty of F-bombs right. and things like that. But the great thing about this book is – or this series, actually, I would recommend, it's a 2-book series. Mm-hmm. I 100% recommend reading both of them all at once. I read the first one as soon as it came out, and it ends on such a freaking cliffhanger. I was
really
angry. I was like, what? I have to wait? What? You're leaving me like that? Hank,
that second book
doing?
Is called A Beautiful Foolish Endeavor. Is that the second one?
Yes. Okay. A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. Yeah. So, yeah, it's funny. Hank has this weird proclivity for naming things like A, adverb, adjective, noun.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's great, and it flows straight into it. The second book is really fascinating because it shifts narrators. The first book is almost entirely narrated by April. The second book is narrated by all the different main characters. And they did that with the audiobook as well. Like they shifted the actual audiobook narrators, like the actors, the voice actors who did it. Mm-hmm. The first book is narrated mostly by Kristen C. There is the last chapter is narrated by Hank Green. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of figured out that like Hank is great at a lot of things, but not so much like being a voice actor for his own stuff. So the character that he voices in the first book is narrated by somebody else in the second one.
Oh, interesting.
And the second one, the audiobook contains a bonus conversation between Hank Green and Cory Doctorow. So,
oh, those guys are probably super contemporary types, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, so it's great. And I actually was recently asked this on TikTok by somebody if I felt like, you know, consuming books via audiobook really counted as reading. And I will say two things about that. One, in deference to people who that's the only way they can actually consume books because, like, they're impaired, you know, like their vision is impaired or, you know, they've got some other disability going on where that's the only way they can consume a book. Absolutely, 100%, it counts. But I will say that I enjoy doing both. And this is a this book series is one where you get a completely different experience from reading it yourself and then listening to the audiobook. And it's fun to do both. And because it does give you a different experience. So that's my answer. I'm not going to gatekeep reading for anybody who can't like sit down and read a physical book. That's, that's not nice, but, I think it definitely does count as reading, but it is a different experience to consume a thing via audiobook.
So I agree. I struggle with audiobooks for a whole different reason. I get really distracted and I miss most of it. So a lot of people have the opposite problem. They'll get distracted while they read or they get tired while they read. I can read a book from the page or from a Kindle or from a tablet or something, and I'm super locked in. No problem. I can follow it. I don't get lost. I don't get distracted. But if I have it in my ears and I'm listening to it, I'm always like, oh, rewind. What did he say? I totally didn't hear that part. Okay, go back. Wait, where's food? What's food today? Oh, wait, why am I thinking about food? I'm supposed to be listening to this book. Like, I don't know why. I just struggle with the audiobook thing.
I do too. I'll even like, you know, try and do it in the car or something. And then I'll be, you know, looking at directions or something and then completely miss a whole chapter.
It's really annoying. And it's funny because it's almost like those drives, you know, when you drive somewhere and you don't remember driving there because your brain was somewhere else and you know you drove there and you're kind of on autopilot, but you didn't think about it at all. So when you got to your destination, you're like, was I even aware that I was driving? You know, you have all these, that feeling. That's how I feel sometimes when I hear an audiobook. I'm like, did I even hear the last 20 minutes
I think what I need to do is have, they need to make Audible in Oculus, like give you an Oculus app with Audible and force you not to look at anything else while you're listening to the audiobook.
Like sensory deprivation aside from the audiobook.
Actually, so that might work for me.
You might as well just read the book.
Right.
That might actually work.
My thing is, I enjoy both, but there's a couple different kinds of readers, and I am the kind of reader who I read every word, and in my brain, there is a narrator who is reading every, you know what I'm saying? Like I hear it. I assign a voice to it and I hear it. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people can like read super fast and they skim through the words and then just visualize and, you know, get the concept. I cannot do that. And so thus I'm a really slow reader. Mm. So a lot of times if I want to consume a thing relatively quickly, the audiobook is the way to go because it's just going to keep going.
Yeah. It goes whether you want to or not.
I also listen to audiobooks like when I go to sleep at night and I put a sleep timer on it so that it doesn't like, cause one night I actually listened to an entire audiobook while I slept and I woke up and it was like complete cause I forgot to turn the sleep timer on.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did your subconscious retain any of it when you got up? Were you like, oh, I remember everything that I heard during the 8 hours of sleep that this book was on?
No, I mean, there were little bits and pieces where I would come in and out of consciousness. And then when I re-listened to it back, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this part, but like other parts of it were just completely gone. Just like, nope, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So speaking
of which, this is total side note, but I fell asleep Sunday or one. There was some day over the week or some time over the weekend. I kind of had a quick, I don't know, 30-minute nap or something. And I did it while I was listening to some like really heavy duty EDM music. And that's a weird thing to do because I was still able to kind of fall asleep, but it was to this like fast paced dance music, you know, techno industrial stuff. And it made for some really strange like dreams and stuff that I don't remember now, but at the time it was like, whoa, this is a trip. And it was all just because I was listening to EDM. And part of the reason I was is because I was too lazy to like turn it off. Like it was just on. I could have even done it by voice. Hey, A-word, turn off the music or whatever. I couldn't do it. I was just too tired. And so I just let it play.
Isn't that a weird thing that like when you're asleep but not fully, it's like your brain doesn't, like say you have to pee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're kind of half asleep and you're like, oh, I have to pee. But you're like resisting getting up because you don't want to wake yourself all the way up.
Yeah.
And I don't so pee. It's like it's this really destructive cycle of it's completely counterintuitive, right? You're making your sleep worse by not just doing the thing. But you're like,
Here's the thing we should normalize. Let's normalize wearing a Stadium Pal to bed. That's what I want to normalize. I just want to just let
Trucker's
loose.
Buddy.
Yeah, Trucker's Buddy right there in bed. Let it rip. I'm all in for that. Well, this sounds like a fascinating read. I guess I'd never heard of this dude, but I have heard of the YouTube stuff he's done, which is where he got to start.
Yeah, and he's kind of, you know, he's kind of the science-y of the Green Brothers, you know, he does like SciShow on the Crash Course stuff that, I mean, like my kids' teachers have actually used Crash Course things.
Yeah.
So it's a lot successful. Of really good educational content. But yeah, this book is really interesting and fun. And it's got a lot of cool social commentary, as good sci-fi does. And, you know, giant robots.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well. Who can't beat that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I like giant robots. I also am looking forward to meeting Amy for the first time in person in Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up this next week. Are you excited?
I know. It feels so weird. I'm like, I'm actually going to meet Scott. And that's really weird. Like, weird that I haven't ever actually met you in person. And it's going to be weird. Like, Brian, I've met you.
Yeah.
But like,
exactly.
Yeah. But, we've talked so many times and it's been since like, I don't know, what was that? 06 or something?
A long time ago. Yeah. Probably like, I want to say like 08 or 09. It was the first time I remember I discovered your podcasts when I was training to do the breast cancer 3-day walk, because like that was how I got through those walks, was listening to podcasts.
And
it was funny because I actually discovered your podcasts because I was listening to Manic Mommies.
Oh,
and Kristen
I love her.
Gave you a plug on there, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll check this out. And then I became addicted to ELR, and
here you are all this time later. I haven't talked to Kristen forever, but I just love her to death. She's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
She's so awesome. And like, she and her husband both do like avid cycling stuff. And so,
They're a little too perfect. I like to tease her when I do talk to her. A little too perfect there. You got your, you know, perfect, you know, they're middle aged, but they don't look it because they're perfectly in shape in every possible way. Their kids are like perfect children. It's like, Kristen, what are you doing? She used to work for Marvel. How cool is that?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, man.
She likes video games. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's
she's the whole package, fair. Brian, the entire package.
Really. She really is.
Yep. Well, people say that about you, Scott. So,
they're smoking the crack.
You know, like,
crack
smokers. I mean, look at, you know, your kids are freaking awesome.
They're pretty great. I don't, one in the chat room, this Carter person, I don't know about her. She's pretty, she's pretty screwed up.
She's a little questionable.
Yeah, you never know with her. But, all right. Well, there's your book. Once again, just for those who maybe missed the name, that's beautifully the Endeavor one. Let me go back. You're going to want to read them both, though, you say. So start with Absolutely Remarkable Thing. And then move straight over into the book called A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor, and you will not be sad. And go either audio or read it is our main message today.
Correct.
Amy, have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll see you very
soon. Real quick, before you hang up on me, can I plug a thing really quickly?
Of course.
This is like for the do-gooder section of Frog Pants. Excuse me. I have a friend who, his name is Phil Collins, but he's like the absolutely opposite of what you would imagine based on that name. Like,
he can't hear anything. He's deaf. He can't hear anything in the air tonight.
He is like not a, you know, small, pasty, white British drummer dude. He is like very large, fluffy black man. He's one of the most awesome people I know. And he's having a really, really hard time. He had some medical bills, and he had like a pulmonary embolism, and so his medical bills have piled up to the point that he is in danger of being evicted. I have a friend of his has put up a GoFundMe for him. And so I have posted that to the Do-Gooder Discord in, you know, in the Frog Pants Discord. And I'll also put it up in the chat. But it's I created a tiny URL for it. It's tinyurl.com/PhilCollinsMed. And yeah, I mean, and some of you may actually know him because he's the director of board gaming at Dragon Con.
Oh,
so
oh,
that's if you've deal. Ever gone to Dragon Con and checked out a board game there and there was a big fluffy black man helping you, that's mm-hmm. that's Phil. And
describe the fluffy part. What is the fluffy part? Is he just real hairy?
He's large.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a large guy. He's okay. Kind of like Baymax, you know?
Oh, all right. I see what you mean. Very huggable, very yeah. very sweet. I get it.
Yes, yes right. exactly.
I was picturing exactly. a lot of hair. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
A whole lot of hair. No, that's great. And if you haven't joined up over there or are in the Discord at all, if you go to frogpants.com/Discord, you're in. So just get in and check out the Do-Gooders group and do visit that site. Give if you can. It's a place where we try to, you know, talk about helping people and doing more good in the world than not. And this is a good cause. I've never met that person, but he sounds awesome. So mm-hmm. that's the point. Go check it out. Very nice. Amy, have a great weekend. And we'll see you in Vegas. Soon? Bye.
Yeah, see you soon.
Wow. Vegas, Brian.
Yeah.
We're all going to Vegas.
Oh, it's crazy, Scott. It's crazy.
Yeah. I've got the anxieties a little bit about it. Not because I'm excited to see everybody, but it's been the first one of these since the pandemic started.
Yeah.
For me, like I just haven't gone to
the Overpants tournament.
Yeah. So it's been a while. And I don't know. I'm just nervous to see everybody. It'll be in a good way, though. So we'll see everybody sure. there. Yeah. Zoe's already in the States, yeah. right? Zoe, you're in...
She's in Minnesota right now.
Minnesota. Yeah. Is your friend coming with Zoe or just you this year?
I think it's just her this year.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Vegas She'll opens its arms.
In a minute or so, but a few seconds. But
there you go. Let's do this. Let's do... we have a little bit of time, so we're going to do a couple of news sure. stories before we do our song break. And then we got kind of a thing that's a bit of a tradition here on the show for the last couple of sure. years. So we'll do that in a second. But first, let's do some news. Here you go. It's time for the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville, which will be back at the beginning of May, taking this week and next week off. Next week because I'm in Vegas. This week because I've got a lot of stuff to do before I can go to Vegas. There's a lot of freelance clients that are like, oh, are you going next week? Cool. Here. And they just, you know, push everything that they've been thinking about doing
yep.
In front of me. So, yeah, no Coverville today. We'll see if there's going to be a Guess the Connection tomorrow. I'll post on Twitter. But right now, it's questionable. Definitely everything coming back at the beginning of May, first week of May, the 5th and the 6th for those two shows. So
nice.
There you go. Yeah.
May is ready for you.
May is ready for me. I'm ready for May and May is ready for me.
That's right. I was talking on the Twitter, Twitter yesterday about how I know lots of Aprils. I know a lot of Mays. I know some mm-hmm. Junes.
Oh, do you know some Mays? I don't know any Mays or Junes, I don't think.
I know a couple of Junes, a couple of Mays, and then there's some favorite, you know, famous Mays and Junes. But I don't know anyone yeah. named July, and so a bunch of people said, well, what about Julia and Julie and this? These are all from that. And I'm like, I get that.
Derivations.
I totally get that, but it's still not, no one I know is named straight up just July.
No, you know? No. I don't even know. Are there people named just straight up July?
I don't know. If there are, I'd love to hear from them.
We do know a September.
We do. Yeah, 9 of 12, which
that's right.
Yesterday I figured out what that meant finally, and Brian pointed it out. Brian goes, oh, that 9 of 12, September. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, duh. Derp.
Right.
I felt like an idiot.
You know, it's not, it's like once you realize it's like, oh yeah, of course that totally makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I know it, I get it. I just kept thinking, I kept thinking Borg and that's where my brain went and that was it.
Yes, of course. Well, that's the
joke,
the joke of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But it never occurred to me. Oh, it's also the ninth month of the 12 months of the year. Mm-hmm. Derp. Mm-hmm. All right. Check this out. This is not the best story in the world, but I have to do it. Four men have been arrested for... Ouch. Raping a Bengal monitor lizard in Western India. I want to thank Jeffrey Hart, our listener, for sending this in. It's your fault, Jeffrey, that we're reading
thank
this.
Or blame Jeffrey Hart.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank blame. Blame blank. Blamph. No. Thang. Boom. Anyway. Four men have been arrested after one of the accused phones was discovered to contain a video of them doing this to a Bengal monitor lizard at a Sudhri Tiger Reserve in Maharashtra, India. I know I nailed it. Just go with it.
100%.
CCTV footage from the forest department showed the four men lurking around the forest and trespassing into the tiger reserve, which was created by the Indian government in 2008 to conserve Bengal tigers. In addition to the video of the men sexually abusing the monitor lizard. I don't know why. Officials found other animals on their phone, including porcupines and deer.
Oh, no. Yeah,
also,
really?
Also some deer. I feel like the porcupine's a danger zone, but yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What do you guess it doesn't say, it just says photos of various animals on the men's phones, but.
Yeah, it doesn't say they were engaged in.
So this means that one guy had to suggest this to the other three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One guy had to like open up the conversation. So, you know what I've been thinking about doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, those monitor lizards down at the reserve there. pretty hot lizards. They got down there.
Hypothetically, do you think monitor lizards are hot?
Well, Phil, let's go find out down at the Monitor Lizard Reserve and Resort. This is the lizards. These particular lizards, monitors can grow up to 5.5 feet long, weigh almost 16 pounds. They are currently categorized as a reserve species under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. Is that just here? Maybe over there. Anyway, forest guards initially caught one of the accused while the others fled. The remaining three were later found in a nearby village.
Yeah, wonder how they caught him.
Yeah, in the act is my thinking.
Jeez.
The four hunters have been identified as Sandeep Turkum, Pawa Mangesh, Janatar Kamatarkar, and Ashki Sunil.
Yeah, we're
doxing them.
We're giving out their names here on TMS.
That's fine.
If we can pronounce them.
Yeah, it's not even a good doxing. You can't say these names right. Whatever, it's public on Yahoo. The case was taken to the Indian penal court. Sorry, not penal, it's penal.
Come on, yeah. Perfect
look,
opportunity
look,
to
when
push
I'm,
that penal court.
When I just spent the last 2 minutes trying to pronounce a bunch of Indian names, nothing else looks right now. It's all wrong. Anyway, they have to discuss proper legal action and charges against the four men, according to the Indian Penal Code, Sections 377. States that anyone who voluntarily commits intercourse with an animal shall be punished with imprisonment for life or with imprisonment of either description or a term which may extend to 10 years. I don't know what description means.
I don't either.
Also, they have to do a fine.
Description for a term which may extend 10 years. I think each of these guys should be put in a cell with four monitor lizards.
Yeah, per guy.
Individual cells.
Yeah.
Four cells, four dudes, 16 monitor lizards.
Yeah.
And
all in heat.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. Just see what goes down. Have them be angry, rabid, haven't eaten for a few days kind of lizards.
Right. And, absolutely. Yes, exactly.
Maybe don't do that. Maybe not.
Jeez Louise. No kidding.
Maybe let lizards live and let them lie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie with them.
Yeah.
Nissan. You know, Nissan, they make the cars.
Yeah, Tina's got one.
Yeah, what does she have? What's her Nissan?
She drives a Rogue.
Oh, I like those.
So
those are good.
It's able to dual wield. Yeah, it's a really nice automobile.
Does it spend a lot of time face down in the dirt while the rest of the boss fight happens?
If it takes after me, it does.
Well, people love
backstab.
people like the new smell of cars, right? That new car smell.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. And Nissan actually creates its own, and they have now gone on record as to how they do that. So here's what they do. For most cars, SUVs, that sort of stuff, it's a mixture of plastic, stain-resistant fabrics, and maybe some actual leather, that sort of stuff, that combo that you smell. Here's what's going on here. I'm skipping ahead. Zubba-zub, this is a bunch of stuff. Okay, here we go. Materials engineer at Nissan... her name is Tori Carey, not sure how you say her last name, at the Technical Center for Nissan in Farmington Hills, Michigan. She oversees a team of odor experts who carefully analyze smells from everything that goes inside the vehicles, like the Nissan Pathfinder SUV, the Frontier pickup, and so on. I think your wife's car probably in this category as well.
Probably, yep.
This person met this lady at the New York Auto Show. And she was originally hired as a plastics materials engineer, but partly because plastics make up the majority material inside a non-luxury vehicle, she was soon given the overall responsibility for the way that those cars smell inside. She's literally in charge of how your car smells when you buy it.
That's great.
Every time we launch a new vehicle, we have to test the odor in it. She doesn't mean a model.
I want to visualize her in a like white lab coat and... Oh, there she is. There, maybe Tech John found a picture of her. Oh, she's not sitting there. I want to picture her in a chemistry lab,
yeah.
White lab coat, protective glasses on.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yep.
I don't feel like that's what... Sadly, that's not how this works. I think probably what happens is in the end, someone just goes, okay, it's good, and they send it on its way. Mm-hmm. She says, we put them in the vehicle. We sit in the vehicle, make sure that as we're sitting in the driver's seat and as you're sitting in the back seat, you're smelling that good new car smell.
Nice.
So if you guys just thought it was an accident, I don't think so. Nope. I think they're going for it.
It's not just, oh, this is what fabric, you know, right out of the factory or the plastic dashboard or whatever right out of the factory smells like. Nope, it's a scent.
Kim got me a bottle of fresh laundry scented cologne.
So you smell like fresh laundry?
Yeah, yeah. And it does. It smells just like that. Like if you got a new towel out of the dryer and you just huffed it in, it reminds you of that. And
all right, ready to leave for our date? Hold on, honey. I'm just putting on some bounce. Yes.
I forget the name. I think the name of it, I don't know what the brand is, but it's straight up just new laundry smell is the thing on the bottle.
That's awesome.
Or fresh laundry. And I'm going to bring that thing to Vegas and I'm going to put a little on one day. So if I hug any of you, you'll know.
Yes. Perfect.
I'm your fresh laundry.
What smells like Snuggle?
It really does. It's weird. I have to admit it's a little weird. It makes me feel a little weird because my laundry's also fresh. Like I'm wearing clothes that are clean.
Sure. But that should give off the smell, but I guess this maybe lasts longer. I don't know.
It does. A little more strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's legit. So, anyway, if anyone's wondering
strong
why...
Strong enough for a man, but made for your laundry.
And for all I know, it's in this, like, baby blue bottle. I'm using some women's product. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't say, but she likes it, so whatever. I'll wear it. Final story for today.
Okay.
This is a psycho. Lawyers for a man who ate his own eyeball argue he's too mentally ill for execution. I think I might agree if you ate your own eyeball.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's a good way to prove it right there.
Yeah, they got so this is a Texas death row inmate, which, you know, usually that means you're done. There's no vacating that thing. Texas doesn't let people out when they're on death row.
Sure.
But lawyers representing a Texas death row inmate who killed his estranged wife and her two children, pretty heinous crime, including her 11-month-old daughter. And that's awful. Ugh. In 2004, they are arguing this week that their mentally ill client could be allowed to continue appealing his death sentence, according to these lawyers. That's what they want. The oral arguments on behalf of Andre Thomas, age 35, were held Tuesday in Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Thomas's attorneys have for years argued that Thomas is too mentally ill to be put to death. This was bolstered by what happened. The fact that Andre Thomas plucked out one of his eyes 5 days after his arrest and ate it.
Good.
Yeah. Just pop one out. Ugh. Ate it.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the body part you would least want to eat of your own? I think eye is up there. It's right up there.
Well, I mean, that would be the butthole, Scott.
Yeah. Well, if you took good care of it, you know.
I mean, I take very good care of it, but it still would be.
You would you'd take an eye over that?
I think I'd take an eye over that. I don't know. Yeah. Like, it is a list that only starts at the very bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not a clever pun. That's.
Yeah. He also, I guess he was almost the only 21 at the time. He stabbed himself a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Thought he was going
to. I mean, you know, really all the lawyer has to do is just, and I'll describe this for the people who are listening to the podcast, just stand next to the defendant and hold his palm straight out and just look at the judge.
Just say, look at the judge and say, really, you're going to put this mentally ill patient to death? And
yes, exactly.
They probably still are because, again, Texas doesn't let this stuff go. So
no.
Good luck. All right, that's it for today's news.
Well, I don't have to eat lunch. Thank you.
Look, our diet is working. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to do something a little special. If you're here live, you're going to hear the whole thing. If you're listening to the podcast, you're going to go, oh, they paused it and then
you're
came back
hear,
later.
You're going
to
hear me introduce the final song.
Yeah, you're just going to hear us end the show, kind of. Anyway, that's just where we're at. Hey, Brian, why don't we play a song, though, for the fine folks at home?
Yes, sir. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky. And this is a follow-up album for a band called Native Sons. Now, those of you complaining, oh, Brian doesn't play enough hard, heavy metal on this show. And I don't know why you'd say it in that accent, but you did, and you should feel bad about that. But you've been complaining that I don't play enough heavy metal. Well, you're about to be rewarded with this. This is a band called Native Sons. They have a brand new album coming out called Shadowhead, and this is the first single. It's called Drama. Here are Native Sons.
Talk about drink and trade and coffee. Yes, those three words. Let me put them together for you. All right. Let's get excited about this. What coffee did you most recently drink that you were like, man, that was fantastic? Has it been a while? Do you feel like it's been too long? Good news. Trade Coffee's here to help you. All right. They have an amazing experience on their website. And you take this little simple quiz, and then when you're done, it lines you up with the coffee that's just right for you. And people get pretty picky about their coffee, has been my experience. So I think Trade is awesome, and they can do all sorts of things for you. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are all independent businesses from big cities to small towns. And Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters. It's really important to them. This often brings them the largest source of new growth for these roasters, which I think is a big deal, too. We want to support these companies. Expert tasted coffees. The Trade Coffee Team actually tastes and tests thousands of cups. All right. They keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. That's a lot. There's no one perfect coffee for everybody, but maybe there is with Trade Coffee. Anyway, their human-powered algorithm will find it. I like that a lot. Trade's first match guarantee will give you this. They're so confident they'll match you for the first time and the right time that if they don't, they'll take your feedback. An actual coffee expert will work with you to send you a brand new bag for free. They will solve the mystery. Who else is going to do that for you? I don't know who. Anyway, they're amazing. We think Trade is awesome, and I think they can do all kinds of amazing stuff for you. If you're a coffee drinker, Trade Coffee's right for you. So, right now, Trade Coffee's offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. When else are you going to get that in your life? Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/TMS and let Trade find you a coffee that you love. That's drinktrade.com/TMS for $30 off.
I don't know why my legs are going numb. My legs are going numb. I think my whole body's gone numb because I'm a num-num.
Everybody steals a cookie.
The morning stream. Hit the road, Buster. This is where you get off.
And we've returned. Please remind me who that was.
Yes, that was Native Sons from their upcoming album, Shadowhead, and their first single from the album called Drama.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Go check it out, you guys.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Okay, so here's the deal. Like I said, people at home, things are about to pause. People on YouTube, things are about to pause. Okay? Gave you fair warning. Here comes that pause. And we're back. We did a whole thing for like 20 minutes that no one saw. More than that even. More like 30 minutes. And you guys at home are like, what? What happened to all that amazing content? Well, you just happen to listen to America's Next Top Podcaster Season 4 to find out.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a great way to listen to hear everything that you just missed.
That's right. It was so much, too. You guys missed out on all the stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for understanding how this works, and especially the chat room for participating with us today. Going to stop things or end things today with a quick email. This is from, where is it? Here it is. Here we go. Pog-T is his name. Also goes also goes by Cormac. Says, hello, Brian and Scott. I just finished an email recommending Meow Wolf's Omega Mart. Right as I was done, I heard y'all chatting about it. So there's another reason to go. If anyone goes there drunk, it might be a bit of a performance. Anyway, hope you all have a good time in Vegas, and I'll spend my birthday wishing I was there, sending love and support. Not the only one, by the way, recommending that place since we talked
about
it.
That place is amazing, and I know you're going.
I think we are. It sort of depends, because is it Thursday?
Nope, it's Tuesday.
Oh, well, then we're totally going. Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally going.
Because Thursday, so, I got to be back at a certain time, but I'm pretty sure even then it was going to be okay. But if it's Tuesday, that's perfect. I'm all good.
Yeah.
I'll
be going to Area 15 with all of you guys. I just won't be doing Omega Mart again. I did it before, and believe me, it does withstand multiple visits, but I'm gonna go, you know, check out some of the other stuff in Area 15 that I wanted to see last time I was there.
You should totally do that. I agree. One final one here. Hold on, here we go. Divide Colorado Donkey Mare is the title here.
Oh, okay. I thought that was their email address or something.
No, I wish.
Divide Colorado Donkey Mare. Okay.
There's a city, a little town in your state called Divide. Okay.
Yes. Probably close to the Continental Divide would be my guess.
Yeah. And you've got a new mayor of that town, and it's
mayor. Okay. I was thinking mayor is an M-A.
Oh, yeah. R-A. No, like mayor.
It's one of those things, like we talked about how we say certain words, mayor or mayor. Yeah.
This is mayor, like in charge of local government.
Mayor.
His name is Clyde. He's a donkey.
Of course.
Here's what happened. Polls closed and the votes are in, according to this article sent to me by Dustin. Thank you for this, Dustin. Clyde the Mammoth Donkey is the new mayor of Divide, Colorado. Newly elected Mayor Clyde won by 1,700 votes over his new vice mayor, Cinny and Mesa, who tied for second place. I guess those are also donkeys.
I guess so. Wow. It's just a...
this is so the whole thing was it's a race for mayor designed to raise at this point a record-breaking $41,040 for the Teller County Regional Animal Shelter. Nice. And the other two are dogs. Sorry, the dogs are runners up.
Okay, boy, they you know, I don't know how many people live in Divide, but I'm sure it took a long time to burrow through those votes to get to pick the winner.
No kidding, right? It seems like a lot. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for that, Dustin. That's a very fun little email.
We've had, there have been other cities or towns in Colorado that that had mayors that were animals. I think there was a cat mayor of one of our local towns.
Oh, the cats are the worst.
They're the worst mayors. Cats make the worst mayors.
Did it enact a bunch of legislation no one could stand and just...
Right, exactly, yes.
Scratch
right.
posts at every corner, some kind of bullshit.
Crested Butte looks like we had a cat mayor for a while. Yeah.
Oh, man. Big trays people can poop in wherever they go.
That's right.
They're the worst.
Everybody clean yourself from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep. That's... Recreational catnip, all those measures.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, got approved, yep.
Well, there you go. Send those emails. Keep them coming. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. We'd love to get more of them. Like we say, we got a PM edition of the show tomorrow for patrons, and then we are gone next week until the following PM. Mm-hmm. And that PM edition will be kind of a catch-up on how things went in Vegas. Also,
well,
I'm told,
PM edition, I think, is supposed to be a play date, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. We are doing a play date. That'll be public. Yeah. That'll be everybody. Also, Monkey Bananas tells me he's it's looking real good for a live stream of what we do on Wednesday.
Yeah,
so.
He's bringing his whole gear. Did you hear that? Did you hear me swallow that coffee?
I did. It was not. It was sexy. Yeah,
it
and
almost
hot.
Sounded like September's Discord microphone. He's going to be live streaming a lot of the stuff going on. We can't get him onto the high roller, but everything else looks like it's going to be looks like it's going to work out well.
I'm with him. I'll stay down off that and do commentary with him at the bottom of the high roller.
Totally fine.
So that's great, because that means a live stream, but also that probably means some recording will get done there as well. So watch for all that. I got to figure out how I'm going to do any of it from the hotel, if we do it at all. If not, it'll all lump in there at the end of the week. But either way, you'll know where we're at. Lots of photos. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. You'll see what's going on. Okay.
For sure. Yep.
The debauchery will be on full display for everyone to see. When Brian gets naked and runs through the Cosmopolitan, you'll know it. You'll be the first
naked,
to see it.
Naked? I don't know about naked, but I have been asked. People have asked to bring that brokini that
oh my Lord.
Barry and Bobby Ann made for me. I don't know.
Brian, listen, you'll have to be really drunk if you're going to wear that.
Oh, I'll have to be comatose if I'm going to wear that.
He'd have to be unaware that he's wearing
have
it to wear
be
it.
Completely passed out drunk if I'm aware of the brokini.
You would not. I could not be paid enough to show up wearing something like that.
No, even wearing it over a pair of bicycle shorts is still. It's still like wrapping a tinfoil around a potato. It's like you can still see everything that's going on.
Yeah, we don't want that. I don't want to see it. No, sir, I don't.
Maybe that's a little graphic. I don't know.
A potato. Maybe that's a little, maybe Brian's a little braggy.
I didn't
want to
say
potato.
A hot dog because I felt like that was too on the nose.
He should have said, that'd be like a Vienna sausage is what it would be on the nose.
See, a cocktail weenie.
Yeah, as I'm making fun of a small wiener I've never seen. I have no idea.
Exactly.
I hope I never see Brian's wiener.
Yeah, you'll never see it. I don't have any plans for that to change.
Yeah,
Scott.
None of this is going to happen. None of you are going to see mine either, but we're going to have a great time and we'll document it all. So watch for that next week, starting on Monday night when we're all there. Okay, that's it for the show. Patreon.com/TMS. If you love this nonsense like we do, you're going to want to throw a couple of bucks our way. Do it over there at patreon.com/TMS. And for all other things you might be in need of, frogpants.com/TMS will get you there. Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
Let's play that song we've been holding on to. What do you got over there?
Yeah. Hey, Ryan from Michigan wrote in and said, hey, it's my birthday and I love this cover. Ryan from Michigan is a man of few words. I'll say that right there. That's all he said. He wanted to hear this. And I'm so glad he recommended this because I had no idea this existed. And it's a whole album full of great covers. The band Local H released this last year during lockdown, and it's called the Local H's Awesome Quarantine Mixtape Number 3.
Wow.
Which means I guess there might be two other albums I need to locate. This is Local H and a bunch of covers. The one we're pulling out for Ryan from Michigan is Looking Glass and the song Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Oh, I like that song. All right, here it is. We'll see you all soon, including tomorrow for many of you. Film Sack this weekend. Plenty of content before we leave, so check that all out. We'll see you then.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, we'll fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Yeah, your eyes will seal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of the man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he could not stay. No harbor was his home. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. For my life, my love, my lady is a sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor stories. She could feel the ocean fall alive. She saw his raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Love was an honest man. And when he does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. For my life, my love, my lady. It's a sea. Yes, it is. He said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. For my life, my love, my lady.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Phony mumbo jumbo.